Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let us begin our Tuesday, Carrboro Board of Aldermen, Tuesday, May 1st, 2012, regular business meeting. Lydia Lavelle is not able to be with us tonight. There's, I guess, her parents' family.
Her stepmother.
Her stepmother's having some health issues. But anyway, the first item on our agenda is requests from visitors and speakers from the floor. This is for a time for addressing the board on matters that are not already on our printed agenda. I do not have anybody signed up for that. Is there anybody here who wishes to address the board? Okay. If not, could I ask maybe Jeanette, would you like to join me up here by the podium? Come on, stand right over here, if you would. I would like to read this resolution and then have the Board of Aldermen consider taking it up. Whereas the Carrboro Civic Club was originally founded in 1945 under the name of Carrboro Club for Town Improvement and Beautification, and whereas since then they have helped to beautify the town of Carrboro, and whereas over the past 60-plus years, they have dedicated themselves to many club projects which have enhanced the lives of Carrboro's citizens, and whereas they have taken the initiative to lend a hand and are always looking for opportunities to be of service, and whereas they generously devote their time to helping behind the scenes, asking nothing in return, and whereas the Carrboro Civic Club deserves a standing ovation for their invaluable contributions to the town, now, therefore, the Mayor and Board of Aldermen of the Town of Carrboro resolve on behalf of the Town of Carrboro and its citizens to express their sincere thanks and gratitude to the Carrboro Civic Club for their generosity of time and energy. This resolution shall be entered into the official minutes of the Board of Aldermen and shall become effective upon adoption. Is there a motion for the resolution?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded heartily. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. I want to say thank you to you and to everybody from the club. We'll get you a nice official looking. This is my all scratched up version, but we'll get you a nice official one.
Well, that would be good. I want to thank the town of Carrboro for this. It's very nice, and we do look forward to future opportunities to do the same thing, continue in the same way. I've actually not been there for 60 years, but I've been there for 30 of them. So,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Let's give her a standing O. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We were clapping because you were coming in.
Welcome. All right. That brings us to our consent agenda, I believe. Mr. Manager?
Okay. Mr. Mayor, members of the board, you have several items on your consent agenda. Item number one is approval of the minutes from April 17th and April 24th. The second item is a resolution that would cancel the May 8th, 2012 board meeting. Yes. The third item is a request to set a public hearing for the PTA thrift shop conditional use permit. Item number four is a request to set a public hearing on the draft Safe Routes to School Action Plan. Number five is the bid opening results, which we're asking you to reject the bids. Item number six is a resolution requesting the Board of County Commissioners to make private sector developer eligible for partial reimbursement of school impact fees for affordable housing units. Item number seven would set the Board of Aldermen's 2012 retreat date, and item number eight would be an update for the annual action plan for Orange County Home Consortium. Mr. Mayor.
Move the consent agenda.
I have item four. I want to make an addition.
All right. Tell us what the addition is on item four.
For the Safe Routes to School Action Plan, I want to add the Greenways Commission for the referral to advisory boards, as Morris Grove intends to use the Greenway as one of its important routes for access to the school.
Move the items, including item four, as with Randy's suggested addition.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, or is there a second for that?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, passed unanimously on item four. Is there a motion for items one through eight?
Sure.
Or one, whatever. One through three and five through eight. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, I got a little multitasking. I'm trying to read the next agenda item while I'm talking to you. All right. All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. That brings us to item D1, I believe, presentation of the fiscal 2012-13 budget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the board. The purpose of this agenda item is for the board to receive the recommended budget for fiscal year 12-13, set a public hearing date, and to possibly set up budget work sessions. The board established five strategic priorities back in 2004 and has periodically updated those priorities. The recommended budget for fiscal year 12-13 continues to implement the board's priorities. It also reflects the comments and inputs that were received from the board members during some of the preliminary budget review meetings that we held. The 12-13 budget totals $25.2 million. The general fund is $19,441,000. That's the town's general operating fund. Special revenue funds total a little over $521,000. That's basically grant funds. And our capital improvements program is $5,253,000 for a total of $25,216,000. Just some general comments, just a brief overview of the recommended budget for 12-13. It's coming forward with no property tax rate increase. We're holding the property tax rate at 0.5894. How are we able to do that? A couple of significant things. One is that we have a projected increase in our assessed valuation of $47.9 million. That's up 2.5%. We're also projecting a 6.3% increase in local sales tax revenues. Those two factors combined are projecting that our revenues will be up about $600,000 in 12-13. The budget also includes 155.5 budgeted and funded positions. In the presentations that I discussed with you before, it was 156.5. Nothing's changed. We just determined that there was a miscount in that. As I mentioned, we're also including a 3% across-the-board cost of living adjustment for all town employees, and the budget includes about $601,000 for vehicles and equipment. As I mentioned, we're going to continue to implement your priorities, your strategic priorities. The planning department is going to have a heavy load in 12-13. They're going to continue the comprehensive land use ordinance update. They'll be working on environmental sustainability and energy efficiency initiatives, as well as water quality initiatives. They also have a CIP for Bowling Creek Phase 1B and Morgan Creek Greenway construction, as well as implementation of the comprehensive bicycle plan. So quite a load for them. In terms of economic and community development, we had a lot of discussion about that. We budgeted about $20,000 for the branding and marketing campaign. Included in that is about $5,000 for the Local Living Economy Business Network. We've also included the Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund, the existing fund that's been around for quite some time, that's funded primarily by CDBG. And as previously mentioned, we're recommending a placeholder for about $150,000 in seed money for a revolving loan fund that would have a little bit more flexibility in terms of the board's desires in the community, as well as the Energy Efficiency Revolving Loan Fund, the WISE program, and affordable housing. In terms of some of the other programs and initiatives, we concluded about $310,000 for human services. That's up 17.7%. The human services category includes grants by the town to nonprofit agencies of $152,000. That's embedded in the 310. That's up about 4%. And one of the items of interest is the community outreach for the day labor assistance program. We've got about $26,000. Again, that's included in the human services. Chapel Hill Transit, we're projecting about $1,277,000. Recreation programs and community events we're holding constant. And we also included about $65,000 for to website upgrades, as well as hosting for the audio and video streaming of Board of Aldermen meetings. A very robust capital improvements program, $5.3 million in total. Of that 5.3, about $4.5 million is for sidewalks and greenways. And again, those are just a sample of some of the projects that are budgeted for 12-13. Some are continuations and some are the start of new projects. So as I mentioned, the resolution that you have before you would set the public hearing date for May 15th, and you all can decide if you want to have any budget work sessions, and your budget adoption is scheduled for June 19th. I just want to say thank you for all your time. Thank you for your leadership and direction. And also want to thank Arch McAdoo and his staff. They've really put a lot of extra time, a lot of long hours into this, getting it ready. I have the easy part to just stand up here for 5 minutes and talk about it, but they've done a lot of hard work. And all of your departments, all of their budget requests were very reasonable. It certainly made me stepping into a new job, it made my life easy, and I'm real proud to be working with them, and I know that you are glad to have them, and we're all very glad. Thank you.
All right, great. Any questions for the manager? Go ahead, Randy. Did you raise your hand?
No, no. I was fixing my glasses.
You're fixing your glasses.
I'm very impressed with the work that the staff has done to prepare this budget. I was very pleasantly surprised that it worked out as well as it did, and we were able to bump up the human services. So thank you for a job well done, one and all.
Mayor, one other thing. During some of the meetings that we had, several questions and comments came up. We did electronically send you a memo. I think there's about 13 to 15 items. You have a hard copy. You have an electronic copy. Mm-hmm. We still have a few more outstanding that we're going to work on. But if you have any questions about that at some
okay.
point, please let us know.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, I'd actually like to speak to two of those items. One is the cost of service study for development services. And I am interested in our taking a look at fully recouping the cost of services that are associated with development applications if we're not currently doing so. And let me give one example of a kind of project that would concern me. About, I guess, 4 years ago, we reviewed a project that was proposed for a new Harris Teeter on Jones Ferry Road. And we approved that project with conditions. And as I understand it, that project is not being built. And I don't believe that the people of Carborough should be in the business of subsidizing those kinds of exploratory ventures. So I would like, I'd like to move that we request the staff for some information so we can have some discussion at the level of policy. I don't want to make any foregone conclusions without knowing what the actual data would be.
Right.
I'd like to get the data.
Okay. All right. Very good.
That's a motion.
Second that.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I have one more.
All opposed, motion passes unanimously. Yes.
Which is the local living wage and housing wage. And the item in the staff memorandum on page 2 makes reference to a local living wage that's in our personnel policy is equivalent to the federal poverty level. And I would like to move that we ask staff to look into removing that language from the personnel policies. We shouldn't be using the poverty level as a reference for our town employees. We really should be using the housing wage. So I would like, my motion is for a plan that would remove the reference to the poverty level, replace it with the housing wage, and that would include a strategy, which I recognize could be a long-term strategy, for bringing those 14 employees who are less than the housing wage up to that level.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously.
Thanks, Dan.
That's great, Dan. Thanks.
Jackie.
Just real quick, I was very happy to see this budget. But the thing I was happiest about was seeing that our employees will finally be getting at least a small raise. And I know that has to feel better. As a state employee, I envy you. But I'm really, really happy that we're going to be able to do that, because our people work so hard and they're so dedicated to the town that we need to show that you can move along and still work for the town. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I think there have been a lot of kind of one-on-one conversations among members of this board about the fact that there was a real need to act on this. And I know Mr. Andrews came in to this job having a sense of that already. So I thank you for this budget. Thank you to all of our town staff for all the work on this budget. Could you put up the slide that shows those dates again?
I'm sorry, the what?
The dates.
Oh, the dates. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, were you going to?
I was just going to say, on behalf of staff, we want to thank you for the cost of living adjustment. It's very generous of you, and we really appreciate that.
In terms of this schedule up here, board members, we have to have a public hearing on May 15th.
So moved.
Does anybody feel the need for a budget work session, at least at this point? Okay, so Dan has moved that we have a public hearing on May 15th and consider adoption of the budget on June 19th.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. Yes.
I'd just also like to thank staff and David for developing this budget. I think it's really it was a surprise to see that sales tax have increased and that we weren't as struggling as we thought we originally were, and also the fact that could you speak a little to the day laborer allocation? I know there's some folks who wanted to hear about that, and I'm very grateful for us being able to provide some funds for that. And also to the local living economy allocation. We need to really back up some of our programs with some funds to make them viable. And I think this is an example of that.
Okay, I sure will. Okay, the human services, there's $310,000 included in the recommended budget for 12-13. Included in that amount is $26,000 in a line item that's labeled community outreach, and that's for it's a placeholder for I believe a cost estimate that Matt obtained for what it might cost the town to have developed some sort of program for day labor assistance. We would look at, you know, contracting it out, and I think that was really a direction and a resolution that had been passed by the board prior to my arrival here, but everybody had the foresight to put that in the budget. So that's the amount, $26,000 that we've got in there. And then in terms of the, I think you mentioned the branding and marketing campaign, for 11-12, there was about $5,000 in the budget. And we really feel like, you know, one of the priorities of the board has really been for us to put a little bit more emphasis on the local living economy. So we beefed up that line item, kicked it up to about $20,000 just to have enough. We may not need that, but we pushed it up to that high. And then, of course, several of the board members mentioned that we want to do a business network. They showed a lot of interest in that, you know, part of the CDBG and the Roberson Street and all those kinds of things. So I spoke with Annette, and she felt that we could, you know, take, you know, earmark maybe $5,000 out of the $20,000 for that program, that we didn't need to increase the budget higher than the $20,000 for 12-13, but we should be able to pull it off.
One more point to that. Given the quarter cent sales tax was passed by the county, I feel like this is another opportunity for us to, as a minimum, ask to see if they'd be willing to support our kind of economic development. After all, Carrboro does pay sales tax, and this would make sense to put some of that money towards what we feel is a kind of economic development that is valuable for our community.
Right. I feel like we're off to a good start with Orange County on the quarter cent sales tax, and I hope to keep up that momentum.
Yeah, it sounds great with the help on the CDBG. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Dan, and then maybe we can wrap up.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the really wonderful aspects of this budget that I think please everyone on this board and hopefully are pleasing to the staff and will be pleasing to the citizens when they learn about them. But I just want to say that I was so impressed when David first told me about this budget mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. It exceeded all my expectations mm-hmm. for the kinds of improvements we might be able to do this year, and particularly without any kind of tax increase. And I just want to express my appreciation to everyone who worked on this budget and all the department heads here who are really managing your work areas so efficiently and still, you know, keeping such a fine staff engaged. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to belabor it further, but thank you all.
All right. Are there any other matters from the board? Yes.
Is this where you wanted me to bring up animal? Okay. This is a reminder about animal control and us needing to appoint someone as chair to that.
Chair.
Yes, the ordinance provides that the board shall appoint a chair of the Animal Control Appeals Board, I guess that's what it's called. And I don't think that's been done, so. We've got
it. It says that this board will appoint the chair.
I'm the liaison from board. Is that what you're asking us to do?
No.
You're asking for a chair of the committee.
A chair be appointed of, there's three persons on the board. I understand you're one of them.
Who are the, you don't know who the other two are, do you?
Jane.
Do they appoint their own chair?
No,
that's what he's saying.
Because we never meet, but now we're meeting.
The other two members are one's Jane Toohey and the other is Wendy Wink.
Oh, right. Okay.
Are they both people?
So, Wendy's been on there many times and for a long time.
Yeah.
But I move that Wendy be the chair since she's experienced.
Okay.
Yes, Jane or Wendy. I don't know.
Okay. All right. It's been moved. Is there a second that we appoint Wendy Wink as chair? All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed,
aye. You always want a vegetarian as chair of your animal. Yeah. I had to do a slant for the animals, you know.
All right. A bias against the death penalty.
Oh, God, I was.
All right, anything else?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Five of
eight. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, staff. This is our
Wait. Oh, I.
What?
George would like to make a 3 3/4 minute
okay,
presentation.
George.
So that we're still done by 8.
No claps for you.
I'll preface this by, this is not good news. This is about one of the post oak trees across from the Century Center. If you recall, there are two there that we've been nurturing over there, probably the last 6 years, doing fertilizing and so forth. And we noticed this spring that the one to the south did not leaf out quite like the other one did. Anyway, after our Kelly Blair, our groundskeeper too, is a certified arborist, did some looking around, we've determined we've got some significant decay in the lower part of the trunk and the lower parts of some of the base of the roots. So we contacted Brian Lawrence of Bartlett, who has helped us, who's also a certified arborist, to come out and take a look, remove some more bark, did a little bit of poking around. And I'm sad to say that we were able to put our arm all the way in and move around. There's quite a cavity, at least on the one part of it. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do to investigate a little bit more, do some further risk assessment, there is a device called an arborsonic, which you place some probes around the trunk, and it sends signals through the probes, prints out a graph, and gives you an indication of where and the extent of the decay is. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can do that in about 2 weeks. Due to the proximity of the parking lot, sidewalk, and the street, and what we've discovered so far, I think we really need to kind of prepare our hearts and minds that this tree may need to come down. Mm-hmm. So we're taking a look to see just, again, the extent of it. It's obviously a very large tree, important to the community, important to Public Works, but I'm sad to report that. So I just wanted to let you know so that if it depends on the extent of it, we're probably going to have to move relatively quickly. It's not something that can wait weeks and months and so forth, especially with hurricane season. We've got to kind of be diligent here in taking a look at this. So that's it. And just one other thing I can tell you, a little better news about something, and that's the resurfacing on Greensboro Street. The section from Poplar to the north, which has been almost completed, should be completed and striped tomorrow. The section from Carr Street down the hill towards 54 will be done Thursday and Friday. And then the section in the downtown area from Carr Street north to Poplar will be night work, will be done Sunday night and Monday night. So if the weather holds, we'll see that wrapping up soon. I think when the stripes go down, we'll all be very pleased, not only that it's done, but it should look really good.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, George, and thank you so much for taking so much care about these trees and letting us know in advance. I feel like it's a really valuable thing for us and our community. And I'd be curious to know what happened or why this tree.
Well, it's termites. We've seen enough of nesting that is certainly part of it. So again, we're not sure of the extent. And of course, I think we'll take this unit. It's a little pricey in having somebody come out and do it, and we may take the opportunity while they're here to distribute that cost and do a couple of other trees while they're here.
Okay, great.
It's a subcontractor of Bartlett that does the work.
Okay.
George, all right.
I just had a quick question. George, for trees that are removed due to disease, you know, do we have a plan in place to replace, you know, when a tree's taken out to replace with other trees?
Well, let me think here. We have limited space that we've done. I'm trying to think of some examples where we planted some trees that were memorial trees. I'm thinking off the top of my head, I'm not sure that we've removed significant ones on the public right-of-way. So there's not a planting plan or a replacement plan in place, but I think on a case-by-case basis, you know, sometimes the tree that comes down maybe was a good thing it wasn't in a good spot, and you don't necessarily want to put one back there with our tight right-of-way that we have in many of our cases, but we certainly can take a look at any location.
All right. Well, we sort of look forward to hearing about what the results of the sonar or whatever it is on it are. Are there any other matters from the board members? If not, I understand it's I understand Mike Bro is turning 39 again today.
Yes. Tonight. That's correct. I think this is what's the math in that? This is a certain anniversary of my 39th birthday. Can't do the math. Man.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
And he's getting a kitten.
Judith
Lang is going to show up here shortly with my kitten.
So I guess he's turning 5, really.
Yeah.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, matter passes unanimously. Thanks.
Yay.